3-shot, school burned down as rioting over anti-Islam activists continues in Sweden. By Chris Tomlinson on April 19, 2022. Violent riots continued over the weekend in Swedish cities in reaction to anti-Islam Quran burning activists, with 3 people shot and injured by police in Norrköping and a school set on fire in Malmö. Since Thursday, Sweden has seen rioting across several cities in response to the activities of Danish anti-Islam activist Rasmus Paludan and his group Stram Kurs, Hardline, who have held or have promised to hold demonstrations across the country, which have included the burning of the Islamic Quran. On Sunday, a violent riot broke out in the city of Norrköping, with around 150 people taking part in the violence. 3 protesters were injured after police fired warning shots following a group of people attacking officers, according to a statement from the police. Police say the 3 people were injured as a result of the ricochet of bullets fired as warning shots by the officers, and all 3 were taken to a local hospital to treat their injuries. The 3 were also arrested on suspicion of criminal damage. In total, the rioting is said to have lasted just over 5 hours. In the southern multicultural city of Malmö, police were alerted to cars being set on fire by rioters shortly before 11 p.m. on Sunday evening in the no-go area of Rosengård. It started with several people carrying out car tires, debris and garbage and setting them on fire, and also stealing rental car trailers from a petrol station, police spokesman Patrick Force told newspaper Expressen. "We are trying to get the emergency services in, but we are met with an intense stone throwing from young people," Force said, and noted around 100 people took part in the rioting. At around midnight, a local school in the area was also set on fire, causing extensive damage to buildings housing classrooms for elementary students. "The school will continue to be a safe place even if one of the buildings is destroyed," the school's principal Cecilia Larsson told broadcaster SVT. The rioting in Malmö was said to have gone on until around 3 a.m. on Monday, and police used tear gas in an attempt to disperse the rioting mob. At least 8 people were arrested over the course of the evening. On Monday, Swedish National Police Chief Anders Thornberg gave a press conference regarding the multiple days of rioting, saying, "These are not ordinary counter-protesters. We have strong suspicions that those who attack police and emergency services are connected to criminal gangs." Over the course of the riots, at least 26 police officers were injured. 20 police vehicles were either damaged or destroyed, and 14 members of the public have been injured over the course of the last several days. "We have said for a long time that there is a particularly serious situation with crime in the country. What we have seen in recent days are serious symptoms of a larger problem in Sweden," Thornberg said. Johan Forsell, the legal policy spokesperson for the center-right Moderate Party, slammed the government and Swedish Justice Minister Morgan Johansson over the rioting. "The basis for the almost warlike scenes in our Swedish cities is the government's inability to fight gang crime. Morgan Johansson has had 8 years to come to terms with the problems. Instead, we are seeing a development where things are rapidly getting much worse. It is quite obvious that the government and Morgan Johansson have lost control," Forsell said on Monday. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.